This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in New Delhi yesterday. During the talks, both sides committed to deepening engagement in trade, investment, technology and innovation, clean and green energy, connectivity and people-to-people ties. India and EU set an ambitious agenda for 2025 and beyond. After the talks, in a joint statement, the Prime Minister said, "The two-decade-old strategic partnership between India and the EU is natural and organic." The Prime Minister mentioned that several decisions had been made to elevate and accelerate the partnership between India and the EU.
Trade, technology, investment, innovation, green growth, security, skilling aur mobility par sahyog ka ek blueprint taiyar kiya gaya hai. Humne apni teams ko ek parasparik labhkari bilateral free trade agreement ko FTA ko is varsh ke ant tak sampann karne ka nirdesh diya hai.
The Prime Minister added that to enhance connectivity, concrete steps will be taken to move forward with the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. Mr. Modi emphasized that cooperation on cybersecurity, maritime security and counter-terrorism will be advanced. The Prime Minister welcomed EU's decision to join the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative. In her remarks, President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen said, "Under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, the relationship has been thriving. India and Europe are bound by shared convictions and values." Secretary West MEA Tanmay Lal said that Prime Minister Modi and President von der Leyen have directed their teams that India-EU free trade agreement should be concluded within the year. He was briefing the media in New Delhi after the delegation-level talks between the two leaders. He said negotiations had been ongoing on this aspect. Mr. Lal said there has been progress in the implementation of the MOU on semiconductors, from boosting supply chains to facilitating talent exchange and skilling. There is also deepening collaboration between the India AI Mission and the European AI Office. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed to take strict action against the entire network that helps Bangladeshi and Rohingya intruders to enter in the country and facilitate their stay. He said the issue of illegal intruders is linked to national security and it should be dealt with strict approach. He asked for the identification and deportation of intruders. Mr. Shah yesterday chaired a high-level meeting with Chief Minister of Delhi Rekha Gupta, Delhi Home Minister Ashish Sood, Commissioner of Police and senior officials in New Delhi. It was directed in the meeting that Delhi government should appoint special prosecutors for quick disposal of 2020 Delhi riots cases. Mr. Shah also asked the Delhi police to identify the places which faces traffic jam situation and find a solution of this to provide relief to public. India has retained the fastest growing major economy tag as its GDP grew by 6.2% in the third quarter of the current fiscal, up from the revised rate of 5.6% in the previous quarter. In the corresponding period last fiscal, India recorded the GDP growth of 8.6%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that Sufi tradition has created a distinct identity for itself in India. He said this while attending the Jahane Khusro Sufi Music Festival at Sundar Nursery in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi said, "The culture and civilization of any country is enriched through its songs and music." He appreciated Jahane Khusro, saying that events like these are important for the country's culture and art, and this program has made a place in the hearts of people, which is its biggest success. In Uttarakhand, 32 of the trapped workers have been rescued from a massive avalanche that occurred yesterday near Mana village in Chamoli district. In Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Mumbai Indians by 9 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Chasing 124 for victory, Delhi Capitals reached the target with 9 wickets in hand and 33 balls to spare. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the NXT conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. During the program, the channel News X World will also be launched. In a social media post, the Prime Minister complimented the ITV network and foundation for bringing together people from different walks of life for this conclave. And that is the end of this news bulletin.